Good evening, everyone. As with any inyan in halacha, when we develop it from its source, we see that Sudas Purim is multifaceted and multidimensional. A seemingly simple div is laden with so much richness and so much color and tension resolution. For starters, the Gemara never in all of Shas says in so many words that there's a chiyuv called Sudas Purim. I have not found that expression in any Gemara that you have an obligation to have a Sudas Purim. Now, you might say that that assertion is not nearly as provocative as I'm making it out to be. Because go back to basics. Does the Megillah not say explicitly, the Megillah says to itself, Teresh Shevaksav itself, along with all the other hanhagas of Purim that are min hadin, Matanas Lev Yainim, Mishalach Manas, it says that these days are Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, days of feasting and joy. Feasting, presumably, means Suda. And you might say, therefore, the Gemara does not need to assert Chayav Adam Lissat Sudas Purim, as the Gemara tells us in the very beginning of Shas and Brachas Ta'afes regarding Kriyashma. The mission does not need to tell us the Chayav Kriyashma. It merely needs to talk about the timing, because, right, Tana Krakai, right, the Chazal are simply following the lead of Pesukim, and if they already established that there's a halacha, right, explicitly, Chazal don't need to assert the Chayav. So likewise, you will say, Chazal do not need to assert Sudas Purim. Sounds simple. The problem is, the Gemara in Megillah Daf Hei Amud Beis, and likewise, Pesach and Daf Samachas Amud Beis, somewhat similarly, darshins from the words Mishta V'Simcha, Mishta Mikan Sha'aser B'Tainis, from the word Mishta Chazal derived, there's an Iser Tainis on her. No fastings, they have Mishta. And Simcha Mikan Sha'aser B'Hesped. Right, Hesped would undermine Simcha. Now, simply Iser Tainis implies that there is not a Chiyuv Suda. Simply, don't fast. Or to articulate my point in the other direction, if there's a Chiyuv Suda, you would not need the Kviyas of a Halacha to fast. If you're eating a Suda, you are by definition not fasting. So to me it seems that this Gemara is challenging my assumption. I would argue most of our assumptions that the din of Sudas Purim is in fact a real chiyuv from the words Yemei Mishta. Yemei Mishta, it seems that the Gemara is steering in a very different direction. A troubling direction. It is troubling to me that a pasuk about feasting is simply being read to mean don't fast. Much as in English I like the semantics. Feasting versus fasting. It sounds very, very difficult. How can Mishta be simply don't fast? But that, I think, seems to be the simple reading of the Drash and Megillah Daf Hei Amud Beis, and therein lies the tension.
I might be remembering incorrectly. Doesn't the Gemara Megillah say that you can have Sudas Purim Belayla?
We'll get there. But never does it assert the actual Chiyuv of Suda. Merely talks about timing. We'll get there. 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 Yes. It's good. Yes. But the Gemara in Zayin Meibes, which you are raising aside, as a pashtiyot examining one Gemara at a time, do you hear how reading the Gemara in Daf Samach Meibes in isolation, this seems to be the conclusion. We'll get into your Gemara in a
moment. My question was going back 5 minutes. Not in your most recent point, but
on my original assertion,
right,
you noticed that I said the Gemara never says there's a Kaveh the Chiyuv Suda. You are right, the Gemara might talk about intricacies about the Zman, just as it does with Kriyashma, Ne'im Asai, the time. And that's what I had in mind with that symmetry. You see where I was going, Rav Mardechai. Okay, but back to my main point here in grappling with the Drasha of Mishta, simply meaning Iser Tainis. To me, it's a powerful question. And the truth is, aside from my difficulty to accept that Mishta is simply Nisir of Tainus. Mishta means more than that. We have many rais in the Gemara that there is in fact a Chayiv Suta. Rav Mardochai raised, we have a Gemara in Megillat Daf Zayin that darshans from the word Yimei, Mishta, days, that from here you see that Sudas Purim Sha'achlo Belaila Layatza. You're not Yaitzi Sudas Purim at night, Lal Purim.
Sure.
Right? Because it says Yemei, days. Now, Layatza, if you have a Sudas Purim at night, you're not Yaitzi. You're not Yaitzi what? Doesn't that sound like there's a Chiyav a Sudas Purim? Are we going to be mantra that the Gemara is really talking about an Isser Tainus? And it's saying that if you simply eat at night but fast by day, you're not yaitzei the chiyuv mishta, which is simply don't fast. Big daichik in the Gemara, because then it should simply say who institutionalized sudas parim? Sudas parim sh'achla b'layla la yatza. Simply say if you eat at night la yatza mishta. That's one jolt pivoting in the other direction. But and more than that, the institution of sudas parim seems to pervade the Gemara's and Megillah Daf Zayin on days. It talks about Amaram who would flip-flop meals, Mechalfi Sudayu, and the like. Many Gemara's talk about the Suda. Hard to accept. Hard to accept that there's only a Sertainus and that this Suda is not Min HaDin. Hard, but maybe not impossible. I want to keep all options open. But most overwhelming, as a proof for Chiyuv Sudas Purim, is a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Samach Asma Beis. The Gemara in Pesachim is talking about the issue of Yontif. How to celebrate Yontif? We know the famous Machlaikas Kanan, that on one hand we have Pesach about Tzaris Tiyel Hashem, first that Tzaris Tiyel Hashem. Should you celebrate festivity with Hashem, interpreted to mean with Ruchnius, a day of davening, a day of learning, or Shekhi Lachem, a day of human enjoyment, such as an eating. And the Gemara says there are several times a year that Kul Alma Maita Dabin Lachem, that everyone agrees you need the physical gosh when you stick aside of it. The Gemara says, first of all, Atzeres, Yom Shinet Atayra, Shavuos, because it's the day Tayra is given, you need Lachem, and therefore Rabbi Yosef would have an Ekel Tilsa, would have a delectable calf dinner. And then the Gemara goes on to say that likewise, Erev Yom Kippur, Kula Amo Maidin to be in a Lacham. Likewise, an Erev Yom Kippur, because of the drasha to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, you need Lacham. And then the Gemara says that also on Purim, you need Lacham. And what pasuk does the Gemara cite? Yemei Mishta v'Simcha. Yemei Mishta, you see that on this day you need Lacham. Now I ask you, what does the Gemara mean when it says on Purim you need Lacham, because it says Mishta? Can that possibly mean simply don't fast? That's not what lachem means in the context in the Gemara there. The lachem of Hatzaris Ti Lachem, and on the Shavuos Kulam might be in the lachem, and hence Rabbi Yosef's celebratory calf dinner, right? It means a real Suda with Basar, or a real Suda, right? It seems quite clear. Perhaps this Gemara comes the closest to what I was looking for in an assertion that there's a Chiyuv Suda derived from the Pasuk of Yemei Mishta. It seems quite clearly that there's a Chiyuv Suda from Yemei Mishta and a Chiyuv Suda which is akin to the Chiyuv Suda on Shavuos and the Chiyuv Suda on Erev Yom Kippur.
Is that Pasuk that there's a Chiyuv Suda Erev Yom Kippur?
So again, I am going to argue. Right? I'm going to argue. Here Rabbi Yehuda is kind of following my flow here. I'm making the assumption that lachem throughout that Gemara means, right, more than simply don't fast, eat something, right, drink a coffee in the morning and you're okay. Lachem, atzaris tia lachem, means something more substantive, something sudadik. Like it sounds like the atzaris tia lachem throughout Shas, the Gemara in Beya talks about it in the context of a suda. Right? Rabbi Yosef on Shavuos with the Eglat Tilsa took it to the next level. So therefore, yes, I indeed believe that the simple read of this Gemara is that there's a Chiyuv Suda Erev Yom Kippur, and it seems that way at least from many Rishayim. Rabbeinu Yonah's Mashmat's a Chiyuv Suda, the Suda of in Kippur and Rabbeinu Yonah does not sound like it's just al Erech Drosha. It sounds like that's the getter, it's the chi of Suda of Yom Kippur. That's pushed the day early. Of course, we know the guidance is the other Suda of Yom Kippur as Parah, but that's for another discussion and another Mekzayah of Tyra, though I know Daniel would want me to jolt in that direction. I like to do every Mekzayah of Tyra with excellence. Neither one should be diluted or adulterated.
But they're really one and the same.
They are one and the same. Yeah. Let's take it one at a time.
Yeah.
So, by the way, this bone I will throw to Daniel. There is an interesting Mardechai regarding that Gemara. A Mardechai which the Rama cites in the Darkei Moshe, the Torah Arachayim, Simon Tafri Sadihei, where the Rama writes, you know why Purim needs Lacham just like Shavuos? Adaf Purim ki yom shenit nevatayra. Purim is special like yom shenit nevatayra, and that's why Lacham, he seems to be implying the concept of Lacham is similar to the concept of Shavuos, Kulam Amayim. To be in the Lacham, presumably he's picking up on Chazal's drush that Hadar Kivul B'Meach HaShverish, there was another Kabbalah's Hatar of HaShverish, which he is seeing as not simply a detail of Purim, but so primal, so fundamental, that it's what the Chi of Suda, what the Lacham is about. And it's the same concept of Lacham, because the whole notion of a Gashmiistic celebration is integrally connected to Torah. And presumably he would be implying, though he doesn't say it, likewise, the Suda of Erev Yom Kippur is also a Suda of Yom Shenit Netairah. Mm-hmm. I am going to suggest, because Yom Kippur is the giving of Lucha Shnei, is considered a second Matan Torah, and therefore, as Rabbi Yonah is explaining, the Erev Yom Kippur Suda as a Suda Yom Kippur, we can in fact expand our thread, is a Suda of Yom Shenit Netairah. Sorry, I would suggest. Okay, but let's move on. Here I have a major tension, right? Here I have a major tension. We're clearly establishing there's a Chiyuv Suda Mitzad Achad on one hand. So how do I deal with the Gemara Megillah that Hamad Beis that is simply interpreting Mishta to mean Mikan Sha'aser Be Tainus? Just don't fast.
Can it mean both or no?
So says Daniel, L'chaira, this means that there are two dinim in Mishta. Mishta has two dinim, two derivations. One, feast means L'chaira Pachas, don't fast. Mikan sha'aser be tainus, and then there's another din: eat a mishta, an actual mishta, eat an actual suda.
That you could have one without the other. Shabbos is a chi of suda, but under certain conditions,
is it heter tainus? And Rabbi Nachman is getting into what the next question is: these two dinim, right? But I just want to, before we get there for a moment, and I think this perspective that these are two dinim is reflected in Rishayim. Rambam Paskin separately. The din Suda and the din Iser Tainus. In Parak Beis of Hilchos Megillah Alchi Gimel, he paskins the din Iser Hespit, and then in a separate halacha Tesvav, he paskins the din Suda. Two distinct halachas, which are likewise a Torah Shulchan Aruch. Arachayim Tzin Tafresh Sadi Hei is the Iser Hespit Betainet, is the din Suda, and Tafresh Sadi Vav, a separate sermon, is the din Iser Hespit Betainet. These are attacked two dinim, I think that's the answer. I'm a little confused, and we perhaps want to offer a shot later, where Chazal saw these two dinim in the word Mishnah. But then again, the whole enterprise of Drasha is Chazal's territory. I don't quite know where in the word Mishnah they heard these two dinim, right? That there's one threshold, at least don't fast, and then another threshold, another din, actually eat a Mishnah. But somehow Chazal heard that. Two distinct dinim, and the question now is, Rabbi Nachman's beginning to grapple with this, but how do these two dinim work together? Right? How do these two dinim work together? If there's a chiyuv suda, right, what room does that leave for the question or the necessity for iser tainus? I mean, Menachem's offering one pshat, but perhaps one could be matcha, that the implication is even if one is an anus from Suda, right? You got a person who's an anus from Suda who can't quite eat that much, right? But they still have a din mishta to say at least don't fast. I think that's a daichik. I think more is necessary. The truth is, this question is not nearly as difficult as it might seem. Because the halacha is clear in the Gemara, and Paskin in the Rambam, I'll just read it in the Rambam, in Megillah Parak Beis Halachi Yud Gimel, that the Iser Tainus is much broader in nature than the Chiyuv Suda. the dinas or hespedotinus applies to both yadalad and tesvavatar, regardless of where you live. Right? Shneyam ha'elashay in arpal b'chamisha asar sur hespedotinus. And likewise, it applies both in adarishin and adarsheni for it every yard. Right? Chiv suda, of course, only applies on either yadalad or tesvavatar, depending where you live, and according to our psak, in a year are only in sheni. So you see, Isser Hespedotinus is more expansive by nature, so certainly you need it. It's encompassing more. So you can't ask what necessity is there for Isser Hespedotinus if you already have Chiyuv Suda. But I'm still grappling with a question here, which is, conceptually, aside from my previous question, where Chazal saw these two teen in Hespedotinus, I'm now even more confused how Chazal distinguished in these two dinim, these two levels or layers in the very same hespedotinus have two different definitions. The b'chiyuv suda level of yimei mishta is only on yudal or tesvav in adar beis itself, while the iser hespedotinus is more expansive. Right here, I'm really troubled with the fundamental question: how these two drushas of iser hespedotinus assume different Shiurim Hagdaras. It's a vexing question to me, which is yet another question which I would like to, you know, place in our pile of gathering questions here.
The Gemara says Megillas Tinus is less or shows up as that, so maybe the Isser Tinus both days is a separate Isser Darabonah.
Maybe it's a separate Isser from Megillas Tinus. To me, it doesn't sound that way. I mean, certainly the Makkid Mishnah on this halachi brings the Gemara Megillah Daf Hei Mabeis, the primal to Nesvar Tainus. But I hear. But let's move on. I'll live with these questions for now. This is the art of life itself, living with questions. Maybe get back to them. We grow with our questions. Mm-hmm. I want to now define what is the relationship or the hesiachsos between these two demons in Esser Hespedotinus, like what the relationship is. Are these two equal meanings of Mishta? Is one primary? Is one less primary? And it seems to me that the Ran grapples with this very question. Because the Ran in Megillah, the Bavli Beis, he's addressing the Mishnah there that says, the only difference between Adarishin and Adarsheni is Kriyas Megillah Matanas Lav Yainim. Okay, we're only in Adarsheni, not Adarishin. And the Ran comes to explain why does the Mishnah highlight Suda as well, which is only a Chiv in Adarishin. In Adarsheni, I apologize. That should be another Enbi in Adarishin and Adarsheni. Ella. It should be another Ella, another exception of the distinction. That's the Ran's question. The Ran says in his first answer, and I'm going to articulate it with my understanding, it's a little difficult Ran to read, perhaps you had a different read. To me, it seems that the Ran says in his first answer that this supposed distinction between Adarish and Adarsheni of Chiyuv Suda is not so marked. Because also in Adarishin, we have Isser Hespedotinus as we mentioned. V'hainu ikr chiyuvi de sudi yaseiro dam, right? V'hainu ikr chiyuvi de sudi yaseiro dam rina machaya v'nish lov sumi v'paraya. And this Isser Hespedotinus, which even applies in the Rishon, is really the same fundamental chiyuv of the added suda, which even encompasses lov sumi v'paraya, which applies in other shape. It seems to me that he's saying that these two dinim are so fundamentally linked. It's really the same Yesod of Mishta. The Yesod of Mishta don't fast. Which then, it's the same behind you. It's really the same fundamental basis for the added Suda requirement of Adar Sheni, which is even Suda to this level of Chai Vinish Lufsumi Bipuraya, right? So it's really integrally linked halachas, and therefore the Mishnah does not include in its distinctions the Chiyuv Suda unit Adar Sheni, because the basis of Chiyuv Suda of Yimei Mishta has fundamental expression in Rishon as well. So in this Teretz Duran, it seems to me that these are two halachas which are deeply intertwined, which you really can't distinguish between. Good. In the Hagdar. The Ron in his second Teretz says something to me, which is mind-blowing. I would not believe it had I not seen it inside. Another Teretz why the Mishnah does not accentuate this as one of the chilos between Harish Tash and Chiv Suda. Oidafsher. Damina Dimitri Rabbana Bialmaho. This Suda that we're talking about, this Chiv Suda of Adar Sheni, is only Mitri Rabbana. Vlav Maker Chiyuva is not the primary Chiv. Presumably he means of the Pasuk of Yemei Mishnah. That the Ikra Chiv of Yemei Mishnah is actually just Hesperutinus, which is common to Adar Reason or Adar Sheni. The Chiv Suda as a Chiv is only Mitri Rabbana, not Mitri Kabbalah in the Pasuk of Yemei Mishnah, not scriptural in origin. And therefore it's not something which the Mishnah is going to accentuate, something which is going to highlight. Now, the Ron strikes me as problematic on multiple levels. First off, how can you tell me that the Chiv Mishnah is not, the Chiv Suda is not within the words Yemei Mishnah? The Gemara in Pesach and Samach Hespes we cited before, at least according to our read, and we might have to revisit it, as the Bible here was typed. The Purim Kulam might be in Lacham Yemei Mishta. It sounds like the Yemei Mishta is the source for Chiyuv Suda. Chiyuv Suda is not a freestanding Takanat Rabbanan, but is as much the part of the Pasuk as the Isser Mishta and Tainus itself. So I would suggest that the Ron holds, or that the Ron has been very meticulous when he says Chiyuva Mitri Rabbanan, the obligation is Mitri Rabbanan, that yes, the Yemei Mishnah is the source for the Inyan of Suda, but the Kfiyas of the Chiyuv is only Mitri Rabbanan. Now what do I mean? I would suggest he's saying Yemei Mishnah, the concept of feasting, concretized directly emerging from that is only a chiyuv shalai lasanis. But conceptually, there's a much more meaningful chiyuv of Yemei Mishnah if you don't simply seize on the system of fasting, but you actually feast. And Chazal were actually kaideya, this is a chiyuv. So he's reading when the Gemara says, that's the Purim Kulam Amayit B'in Ulcham Yemei Mishnah, except the Gemara is bringing the Pasuk, which is the basis for the Dibachan, but the concretized Chiyuv took a separate Takana Derabbanan. Something along those lines, I suggest you have to be Madcha in the Ron. I think we can be Madcha this way. I can live with this, but conceptually, the Ron, this Teretz in the Ron, is vexing to me. If you would have asked me, which din is the Pshuta Shel Mikra, if you may, Mishnah, Chiyuv Suda or Shalai Lasanas, I would have thought the Pshuta Shel Mikra, Mishnah means feasting, that's Chiyuv Suda, right? Not fasting as another tier, I would have thought that is the bigger chiddush. This Teretz in the Ron is troubling me, and I'm really going to add it to my other pile of questions, right? This Teretz in the Ron is holding that, this Teretz in the Ron is holding that, no, Yemei Mishnah would not be implicit therein. The Pasuk itself, an absolute Chiyuv Suda, it's merely the basis for a later takana, unlike the Din Hesper times, which seems to be prime, I find that very troubling. I mean, I have trouble translating the word Yemei Mishnah in a meaningful way if it doesn't mean Suda. That's what I'm troubled with in this Teretz in the Ron. That's another question which I'm going to add to our pile here as we continue. And the Oilam will excuse me as I perhaps move in a rapider pace than I would be comfortable. I don't want to hold anyone here, but please be Shakal Vatari with me afterwards. But again, I think it's one Teretz in the Ron. I think it's a Chiddush. There's a third Teretz in the Ron to his original question, why the Mishnah is not Madgish the Chilek, why the Mishnah doesn't highlight the Chilek, cannot reach an understanding concerning Chiyuv Suda. And that is, the Ron writes that the car of Hadavar Gamkin Sheroi Laharbas Besuda B'Yudal Rishon. It seems to me that even in Adar Rishon, it's appropriate to have a Suda. Right? This is what's called Perm Katan, the Rama Paskins, the Halacha. It seems to me the Rana is saying another Teretz, that because there's an Indian of Suda, along by not people say a Chiv in Adar Rishon, the Mishnah is not Madgish. The Mishnah doesn't highlight the Chiv Suda of Sheni because it even has a counterpart in Rishon. Right? So I'm just bringing out The suggestion in the Ran, that Chiyuv Suda is only Midrabbanan, not the primary meaning of the pasuk, which I found so difficult. It's one teretz amongst three in the Ran to a question. I would say it's not as primary itself, but it still means reckoning. That's good. So let me gather the questions which we have, which troubled me thus far. The questions which troubled me thus far is number one. Where Chazal see in Yimei Mishdah two dinim, that means not only Chiyuv Suda, right? According to most Sadim in the Ran, both are actually in the words of Yimei Mishdah, right? Number one, Chiyuv Suda. Number two, Iser Tainis. And we dealt with how the two can be complementary, both necessary. But where Chazal saw both, that's one question, which we might not be able to fully answer, but I just want to acknowledge the question, right? And more pronounced, I was bothered with how Chazal divide the criteria of the two obligations, especially if, as in the primary tzad of the Ran, both lay in the words Yimei Mishta, how in this man Chazal divided, right? That the Chiyuv Suda is limited to either Yadalot or Tesfav, depending on where you live, of Shein, you want it in. It didn't, is there time, this is both Yadalot and Tesfav, and both other reasons. How do you divide the same thing in both places?
So that's better according to the Ran's third answer?
Yeah, better.
Is he saying there's still an Indian Suda even?
Let's put it this way. It's still troubling to me, but it's correct. It's closer. They're coming a bit closer. Right. Thirdly, I was bothered with the Ran's middle answer, where the Ran was actually suggesting that Yimei Mishta does not mean Chiyuv Suda on a Chiyuv level. It's merely the basis for an Indian that Chazal concretized in the Rabbanon, unlike his aspiratized. I found it very difficult because the simple posh, the type, the simple translation of Mishta's feasting. I'm going to add one fourth question, which is on the final Targum in Iran, and that which the Ramah passing is that there's even a halacha of Inyan Laharbas Basuta Ba'adarishan. What does that mean? What halachic teeth and meaning does Inyan Suda have? That was according to the Ran, a Mishnah is acknowledging. And an Ramah is Mangi Paskin, a Shulchan Aruch, an Inyan. So I believe, this is my sensitivity, you might disagree, that what we're dealing with here is more than a nice sensitivity of a Derech of Kirvas Hashem to acknowledge Parim Katan. If it's in the halachic framework, on the Mishnah's framework, presumably we're dealing with something that has some halachic teeth. I think even a non-brisker, right, who acknowledges more realms in Torah than simply the halacha, but I think even a non-brisker would acknowledge that an Inyan Laharbas Basuda of a Parim Katan, which according to the Ran lays in the framework of a Mishnah, which Ramah is passing, it presumably is not just a nice sentiment, presumably has halachic teeth. Well, where does that come into the picture? So all of these questions, if not fully answering, I would like at least to address with the following understanding. Notice that the pasuk never says or speaks of the act of Mishta the way it speaks of the act of Shalach Manasseh, so the act of Matanas Bar Yayin. The Pasuk tells us that the character of Purim is Yimei Mishta, days of feasting. So there's a character to the day. So yes, the character of Purim must be a day of feasting, so one must comport themselves in a way which will correspond to that characteristic of the day. But now we could debate, what is the chiyuv, I'll call yachad the yachad, right, as it relates to establishing that character? And here we can start to talk about, right? Does that mean that each yachad actually has to eat a suda, or maybe you're not going to eat a suda, will that detract from Mishta? And we can also talk about, hey, fasting is a fundamental hasnagdos and a fundamental defying of the character of Mishta, right? So fasting will take on a unique meaning within Isser Taimus, or and both might be true. It might be every Yachid has a chiyuv mishta, but at the same time, there's a different imperative and mandate therein not to fast, which would undermine the character of the day. When we understand that the mishta of the pasuk is not determining a maisedik obligation, but an obligation of upholding a character of the day, it opens up all sorts of possibilities in terms of chiyuv suda kol yachid, to be or not to be, yes or no, and fasted, yes or no, that I believe Chazal Baruch Hu have a judgment about. And we could also talk about the relationship of my act on a day, which is a minor parm, how it will relate to the character of the major parm, meaning there's a minor parm element in terms of Yidal Tesvav, the relationship to the day, which isn't your parm, and the Adarisha. Both have some sort of conceptual linkage to parm, though they're not the main parm. And you could hear that because of their conceptual linkage to parm, my behavior on one of those days might touch and might contour and might shape, right, the sentiment towards primary parm too. So with this in mind, I think we could begin to understand as follows, right? Mishnah doesn't mean an act, Mishnah means a character. So first off, that told Chazal that aside from Mishnah, there's distinct imperative, don't fast, which would undermine the day. And that don't fast will be so encompassing, and even more encompassing than the actual mandate to feast on Purim itself, right? It will be, and don't even fast on a day which has a conceptual connection to the primary part, such as the Yidalah or the Tetzvah or the Anuiz and Rishini, because to totally fast on a day which connects to Purim will reflect, will undermine the character of Yimei Mishnah of Purim itself. Purim is the day of fasting. To fast on a day which has any conceptual connection to Purim and take the opposite extreme in Chazal's understanding and judgment defines Yimei Mishnah. And according to the Ran is Masapik actually, does the character of the day of Yimei Mishnah actually mean that Atzam, that each Yachad has a Chiyuv Suda, maybe it just means don't totally defy the character by fasting. Certainly, the ideal of Yimei Mishnah is most maintained if each Yachad actually feasts, so it's very understandable that Chazal will be koveid as a chiyuv based on the Yimei Mishnah, even in this side of the Ran, right? And likewise, we can begin to understand Yimei Mishnah as a concept and not simply an act, that understanding, as we did, that the minor days of Purim have a conceptual connection to Purim that will reflect back on Purim, that even though I don't need to actually feast on those days to make the primary Purim by Yimei Mishnah, but by feasting on those days, I add to the character of the Yimei Mishnah of the primary Purim itself due to the conceptual connection, and therefore there's a kiyum halacha. I am fulfilling the Yimei Mishnah mandate beyond my requirement and beyond its sheer chiyuvis, but I am fulfilling the mandate of making primary Purim Yimei Mishnah by taking my feasting spirit so far and even feasting on the minor Purim. So I want to suggest that this yisayid of understanding Yimei Mishnah quite literally as a day with a character and a concept, right, allows a lot of flexibility in terms of what chiyuvman has on each yachad, and I think can begin to address some of these questions and open up these possibilities. And this, I think, is beginning to bring our shiur together. Very quickly, in the remaining 4 minutes which I have, very, very quickly, aside from this primary presentation, in terms of the makar of Chiyuv Suda, I want to very, very quickly define what Chiyuv Suda means. You know, just what does it require each of us to actually do? It seems to me is a very interesting halachas rishayim. The Rambam, I'm going to say this very quickly, the Rambam, and please anyone leave if they have to, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Megillah, Parak Beis Halacha Tesvav, Ketzak Chai Vasuda Zu, Shayecha Basar, V'yisakin Suda Nakafi, Ma'osher Tepeshar Tim Sayata, V'shay Sayayin Achi Stakavi Yardin. He says three characteristics to the Suda. Number one, meat. Number two, preparing a nice meal in accordance with your means, which is obviously a concept to be applied with each of us, what our means are. And number three, the wine and Tolyashtaker, his definition of Avoyada, which is primal for Suda. But the rabbi is coming from the understanding that clearly, Suda as you may Mishta, would in its halachic meaning mean more than a peanut butter sandwich. A peanut butter sandwich is not feasting. The type of meal that you'd have on any other day, even if it's a Suda, coming from Mishnah, I think we could understand that simplicity of Mishnah as the marker, which it certainly is, if you saw himself sometimes to do more. And the Rambam says three definitions: Basar, Yayin, and Ishkafir Shatimsiyate. I'm a little confused in the Rambam quite how he derives all three, right? Because I understand Sudana Kafir Shatimsiyate conceptually making it of a covetic meal with your ability in accordance with the fact. I think that's what feasting means. But where do you see there that it's actually basar? Can you be kaveh also that it's basar there? Like, where does that come from? And where does the Rambam see it? I mean, we do have Gemaras that talk about, right, this Gemara in Megillah, Daf Ayin Chesem and Beis, that says, Sheikh the Magal of the Purim. It was the Hanhaga, they would slaughter calves for Purim, for nice Purim, so this were, or for pulled beef for Purim, right?
Pulled beef,
But to say that's the mucker of the Rambam is actually a chi of basar. I mean, people would, certainly they'd slaughter a gum. That's actually the mucker. That there's a chi of basar to me is difficult. And also the chi of yayin I struggle with. And even though we have the Gemara of Adolayat, that's not clear on the Gemara that it's actually yayin. Right? And we have these attempts by Acharayim. I mean, the Eliyahu Rabba talks about how the yayin celebrates how the whole Maisa Purim came about through wine. That's a nice ex post facto understanding of yayin. But to drive the chi, it's very difficult to me. I would just answer both these questions, both the basar and the yayin. The Rambam holds that the combo of Yimei Mishta v'Simcha, the fact the word Mishta is juxtaposed by Simcha, means that Mishta has a Simcha definition, and it's the Yim Simcha v'Basar v'Yayin av Yantav that contours Mishta too. So I would suggest in the Rambam, but anyway, this is the Rambam Shita. It does not seem to me to be what the other Paiskim hold. The Torah and the Rambam just mentioned Yisak and Sudanaka v'Kaichai. They don't mention Basar or Yayin, and perhaps the Adol Yata that they mentioned perhaps could be with other alcoholic beverages. Shulchan Aruch doesn't even mention the second Suda Nakavikaichi. This is a Suda, which I'm troubled by. Suda, should a Mishta have to be more than a peanut butter and jelly? Maybe he's understanding that the Chai Vinishul of Suma itself, which he passed, is enough to make it a Suda. Okay, that's just in terms of the definition of what your Suda is, which has ratification call for Maisa this year. And I'll conclude with this. A Yid asked me, we're eating a whole Suda Friday night. His wife wants to make a lasagna de Kaparim Suda. Is that appropriate or is it not appropriate?
Milchitz or Fleischitz?
He meant Milchitz lasagna. So I told him, I said, the Rambam would say Chiyuv Basar. I said, but in Shulchan Aruch, it actually does not say Chiyuv Basar. Mm-hmm. I said, certainly, your father or mother, I'm not quoting the Torah, Suda not Kafi Asher Tim Seyade. I was just according to their mother, that's a personal determination. Is that a Suda to you? You know, where you stand? Is that a Suda, how is lasagna seen in your wife? Is that seen as a kavetek a Suda? Is that Suda not kafi asher timsiyado? I would say that as a somewhat private decision. If you have a fine cuisine milchut meal, you know, if you're a brisker that you have to make kind of every rabbi, you wouldn't. But I told him that based on the Rama, I think that'd be a private determination. If you're trying, is that kafi asher timsiyado? He told me, oh, Rabbi, so it's nice you're telling me that there was a rabbi in town who cursed him out. That he wants to skip and not have meat in his meal. So I told him, I said, I'm simply giving you the way that the sugya seemed to emerge from me. So it was a pleasure, everyone. Please share with me your feedback.